You're listening to the Cathedral of Higher Praise, located at 155 Grand Avenue in the city of New Haven, Connecticut, where Dr. Philip Boone is the senior pastor. Stay tuned for the Word of God to be taught by the man of God, Dr. Philip Boone, senior pastor of the Cathedral of Higher Praise.
Blessings to you this morning. May the Lord continue to bless you this morning on this beautiful day, this Mother's Day, this Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I often think of this day, and this particular Mother's Day is a new one for me, as it is for so many others. Who would have thought that this day, Mother's Day 2020, that the world would be in the situation that it's in now? Who would have thought in 2020 on this Mother's Day that this would be my first Mother's Day without my mom being alive? Who would have thought? But I realize that God's plan is greater than our plan, it's different than our plan. And I accept His will and His way. And I understand that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purposes. Amen. And as I thought about mothers and Mother's Day, I know that being a mother is very difficult. It is one of the most challenging responsibilities that one could ever have. It is a blessed responsibility that somebody can have. Being a mother is definitely being underappreciated. For I realize that they have told me that giving birth is a near-death experience. And after you give birth, that baby is laying up next to you, and you're adoring this specimen, this gift that God has blessed you with. And over the course of time, we realize that being a mother takes a lot of patience. And it also takes commitment. I also believe that mothers at a very, very early stage of motherhood understand that being a mother requires that you wear many hats. The Bible in Proverbs 31 and 18 says, "Her candle goeth not out by night." So there are times that in the midnight hour, you will still be up being a mother. The late Irma Bombach, she was a news columnist, and she wrote this about Mother's Day and mothers. She creatively spoke of God, of how He must have been in creating mothers. She wrote that on the day that God created mothers, He had already worked long hours overtime. An angel said to Him, "Lord, you are spending a lot of time on this one." And the Lord turned and said, "Have you read the specs on this model?" She is supposed to be completely washable, but not plastic. She is to have 180 moving parts, all of them replaceable. She is to have a kiss that will heal everything from a broken leg to a broken heart. She is to have a lap that will disappear whenever she stands up. She is able to function on black coffee and leftovers. And she is supposed to have six pairs of hands. "Six pairs of hands," said the angel. "That's impossible." "It's not the six pair of hands that bother me," says the Lord. "It's the three pair of eyes." She's supposed to have one pair that sees through the closed door so that whenever she says, "What are you kids doing in there?" she already knows what she's doing, what they're doing in there. She has another pair in the back of her head to see all the things she is not supposed to see, but she sees. And she has one pair right in the front that she can look at a child that messed up and communicate love and understanding without saying a word. "That's too much," said the angel. "You can't put that much into one model. Why don't you rest for a while and resume your creating tomorrow?" "No, I can't wait," said the Lord. "I'm close to creating someone very much like myself. I've already come up with a model who can heal herself when she is sick, who can feed a family of six on 1 pound of hamburger meat, one who can persuade a 9-year-old to take a shower." Then the angel looked at the model of motherhood a little more closely and said, "She's too soft." "Oh, but she is tough," said the Lord. "You'd be surprised at how much this mother can do." "Can she think?" says the angel. "Not only can she think, but she can reason and compromise and persuade." Then the angel reached over and touched her on the cheek. And he said, "This one has a leak. I told you you couldn't put too much on that one model." "That's not a leak," said the Lord. "That's a tear." "Well, what's the tear for?" asked the angel. "Well, it's for joy. It's for sadness. It's for sorrow. It's for disappointment. It's for pride." "You're a genius," said the angel. And the Lord said, "Oh, but I didn't put it there." That is motherhood. Mothers, this is your day. May God bless you in it, and may He keep you. So today, I was drawn to read Isaiah 66, verses 12 to 13. And it talks about the motherhood of God. And the verses read as thus: "For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dangled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Normally, we always think of God as our Father. And the reason for that, for the most part, is that the writers of the Bible have chosen and always spoke in the masculine. God has even revealed Himself in the masculine. And there's nothing wrong with thinking of God as possessing some mother-like qualities. After all, God is a spirit. When you think of the Trinity, we think of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, when you break down the Holy Spirit, it is the Comforter. So there are some mother-like qualities that we're going to find when we look at what God is really saying in those scriptures. The Bible uses a lot of metaphors and titles and names to reveal to us the many sides of God. For example, He is our King, and we are His subjects. He is our Shepherd, and we are His sheep. He is our Counselor, and we are His clients. He is our Redeemer, and we are His possessions. He is our Priest, and we are His people. He is our Father, and we are His children. And as a Father, God provides for all of our needs. He trains, He corrects, He educates us in love. But the scripture says, "Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river." Knowing that the source many times of a river is hidden, you don't always see what is feeding that river because it's hidden from us. So the Lord has rivers of peace that He wishes to cause to flow into us through church and through service. It is because of those rivers, even in the midst of everything that goes on in wars and in distress and strains, we do not fear and we don't feel all of those things because God causes peace like a river to flow through us. God takes pleasure, though, in looking at His children as infants. And as children, He recognized that there's a level of maturity that we'll never get to. So He acknowledges our conditions, and when we look at the scripture in Isaiah 66 and 13, it goes from peace like a river and flowing like a stream to taking a whole nother approach to us as children of God. It goes into something deeper. The metaphor compares us to the children of God as infants. He talks about being carried into the arms. Now, we all know that as people, as our children get older, we don't carry our teenagers in our arms, but we do carry the infants and the small children into our arms. So in order to be carried into the arms by Christ, we must bow down and submit ourselves as not haughty or an adult, but submit ourselves as children. In order to express itself more efficiently and to get us to understand the affection that Christ has for us, He compares Himself to a mother whose love exceeds. A mother's love exceeds all expectation. So I'm going to stop here for a minute because I want to say something about mothers. You know, when you went to school and you looked at some of the children or some of the people that were around you, you always looked at somebody in our own judgmental way. We always identified and talked about people. Amen? You would turn around and you would look at that little big head boy over there. You'd be like, woo-wee. But that big head boy got a mother that loves him. That little homely girl that everybody used to tease and make fun of, well, she had a mother. That kid that didn't have the clothes that you have, didn't have the sneakers that you had, didn't have all the toys that you had. One thing that they had that you had is they still had a mother. Because outside of Christ, I can't think of anybody that came without a mother. And Christ came because He chose to have a mother. Because He was here in the beginning. Amen? You see, God combines Himself with all the virtues that He have created us with. As a mother, He is a ministering angel in times of pain and sorrow. As a mother, He's able to comfort manhood, men, and humankind more than any other thing can. Not only is God strong and protective, but He is also tender and comforting. So when God speaks to us, He speaks with tenderness to His faithful servant. Nobody can comfort like a mother. And God can bring that kind of comfort to his people with the motherly type love. So how does God comfort us like a mother? God comforts like the ideal mother. God is the only perfect mother that we could ever have. No human mother, no earthly mother is ever perfect. But God, being perfect, can perfectly mother us with his kindness and his tenderness. God comforts, in fact, Paul refers to him in 2 Corinthians 1, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4, as the God of all comfort. And you might say, exactly how does God comfort us? Well, think of this for a moment. His presence comforts us. His presence means love. His presence means service. But even worse than that, have you ever been in a home that really didn't have a mother? There is an element that is missing in a house without a mother in it. Because there's a unique quality that a mother has that a man and a father cannot have. God comforts us as a mother because he's not so far away from us that he cannot smooth us and sympathize with us. God lifts us up as his troubled children, and he places us into his everlasting arms. And when we are going through things, he holds us very close to him. God has even more mother-like qualities. Not only does he comfort us by his presence, but he comforts us by his words. I don't know if you've ever been so upset with something that the only thing that could comfort you is the words that you receive from your mother. God comforts us by his silence, by his generosity, by his sending others towards us that can help ease whatever situation is going on. Hear the words of the Lord are again, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. That is the kind of relationship we have with God. As his children, we have no reason to fear things that would happen to us. We have no reason to envy anything that he does for anybody else. The Bible says in Psalms 37:1 that, do not be envious of the workers of iniquity. We must trust in God's goodness and his faithfulness, because God as a mother will be good to us. God as a mother, the motherhood of God, he will be faithful towards us. In 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, verses 21 to 22, it says, so then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours. You see, we can't boast about what we get from some man or somebody that is human. Because no matter what it is, God owns everything. And as his children, he gives us all things. And he's willing to give us all. So when you look at the word all, it means every kind. It means the variety. It means the whole thing. It is the totality of anything that is referred to. God's comfort is unique. God, in his infinite, inexhaustible, immutable, and insurmountable and indestructible way, can always just have the peace to comfort us. Whatever it is that we're going through are only temporary and transient. You see, God is the God of all peace. When you have God in your life, turbulence will not last always. Amen? When you look at people who always got trouble going on in their lives, they don't have the peace of God. When we have the peace of God, it is a peace that transcends all understanding. Amen? So we must understand that God wants us to have peace, but he wants us to ask him for it, and he freely gives it to us. Amen? 2 Thessalonians chapter, verse 16 to 17, talks about God's comfort. It says, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and by grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. God is available at all times. Now he sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter. So I just want to transition here a little bit, because you see, the Bible says in the beginning that God created man. But later on, it says God created male and female. He created them both. So how can you create something if you don't know something about it? So what I'm saying to you is that when we look at the essence of the Trinity of God, when you look at God the Father, there's the masculine. When you look at God the Son, there's the family. When you look at God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, there is the motherhood of God. So what I'm saying to you is that when Jesus left, oh, hallelujah. When he left, he said, when I leave, and I must leave, and when I leave, the Comforter will come. He didn't want to leave. God did not want to leave us under the law. He didn't want to leave us under prophets. He sent his son down here with a mission. But he knew that the things that we would go through on our journeys, that there was a certain type of relationship that we had to have, a certain type of caring that we needed to have from another entity of his personality. So he sent the Comforter. So what I'm saying to you today is the Comforter is the motherhood of God. He knows how much we need to be understood. He knows how much we need, because we are needy people. And let's face it, even in our earthly realm and our human experiences, there are some needs that a child or an infant might need. A father can't give it to him. There are some needs that an infant or a child might need that a son, a daughter can't give to them. But whatever child needs, somehow, some way, the mother always know how to address those needs. And not just address those needs, but know the need before it even is needed. So God, in the motherhood of God, knew what it is that we would need. So he sent the Comforter. Can you understand that at a time like this, with everything that we're going through, that we need peace, and we need a Comforter? The qualities that we need right now, the pandemic that is going on, people are dying all over the place, suffering. The lawlessness that is going on, we need a Comforter. The education system that our children are going through, and we have no choice over certain things, we need a Comforter. the situation with the world, with marriages and families and everything that's going on, we need a comforter. God knew what we needed because he started things at the end and knew that when he would get right here in time, that we needed a comforter. He knew that the disciples, after Jesus left, that they needed a comforter. We realize that sometimes we can feel our mother's presence, even though they're not even around us. Sometimes we can hear their voices calling us, even though they're not really speaking to us. But that word, that comfort, knowing that we can hear their voices in our mindset, Jesus knew that he needed to send the comforter. A few friends of mine had a conversation this week over Facebook talking about, do you remember how your mom used to call you when it was time to come upstairs? When it was time to come and eat? When it was time to do your homework? Some people talked about how they could hear their mother all the way in the park screaming their name, it's time to come home. Some would say, well, my mother would just reach their arm out of the window and never said a word and just pointed the hand, the finger up, and they knew it was time to come upstairs. The comforter knows what time it is. And the comforter always maybe calls your name to let you know that I'm here. That it's time to come upstairs. The comforter is there when you always bruised your knee and you needed somebody to bandage your knee. Right now, we got broken homes. We got people with bruised knees. And the comforter is here to bandage your knees right now. Oh, hallelujah. The motherhood of God. No Christian is left to face sickness or sorrow alone. Because God said to the children of Israel, as he says to us today, as the mother comforts, so will I comfort you. Some of us, we forget how real and how precious God's love is to us. I want you to know today that our Heavenly Father still cares for us and he does want to comfort us. I ask you today that you turn to the Comforter, that you give him the privilege of ministering to your needs. You are his child and he is there when you are hurt. And I pray today that if there's somebody that has never, ever experienced the love of God, that if you have ever experienced the love of a mother, the love is even greater. I want you to know that God is so close to you and can be so close to you that at this time, it might be time for you to make your decision. I pray that if you have ever felt like you've walked through that valley alone, that God doesn't want you to walk through that valley alone. I want you to know that God is saying, you don't have to go through there alone. I will send the comforter and I'll be with you. You do not have to be afraid. And I pray that realize that God is extending his love in an invitation to you today as one like a mother. God is opening the door today and he's letting his children come in. If he is calling you today, why don't you come? There is no message that I give or I ever want to give that I will not offer up the gift of salvation and a relationship with Jesus Christ. So today, in the midst of your distress, God, the mother, is waiting. In the midst of your situations that are going on today, God, the mother, understands what it is. In the midst of the world crumbling around you, despair, distress, distractions, disappointments, disillusionment, God, the mother, is still there waiting for you with all peace and compassion, the peace that flows like a river, the compassion that flows like a stream. The motherhood of God is waiting for you. And so that you will never ever be alone, he will send a comforter to be with you always, and you will never feel alone. I thank God for being there for me. They have told me that he will be your father, he will be your mother, he will be your best friend. He will be something that you never ever had or you ever quite experienced before. So I ask you today, if you don't know the Lord and you would like to have that kind of relationship with him, to bow your heads and repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I thank you and I bless your holy name. For I am a sinner and I know you were crucified and you died on the cross for my sake, and that you rose the third day and you conquered death. And because you conquered that all the forces of the enemy on this earth has no power greater than yours. And Lord, I receive you into my heart because I believe and I receive the grace and mercy that you extend. So, Lord, I thank you for saving me, and I thank you, Lord, for being admitted into your into the household of faith as your child. I bless your name, and I magnify you, and I give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you had said those things, you have been accepted into the household of the Lord. But even more than that, you have found a place where you can find peace and you can find rest, not just for now, but for eternity. May God bless you and may he keep you. And mothers, this is the day that the Lord has made for you, that regardless of everything surrounding, enjoy your day. Let no man, let nothing steal your joy. God bless you. May he keep you.
Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see. Oh, Father, tonight we're desperate for you. Now let your glory settle here. Y'all help me say, purify our hearts, Lord. It's real simple, church. Say, purify. Purify our hearts. Ask him to sanctify my heart. Sanctify. Sanctify our hearts. Hey, here we go.
You have been listening to the Cathedral of Higher Praise with Pastor Dr. Philip Boone. To contact the church or Dr. Boone, please write the Cathedral of Higher Praise, 155 Grand Avenue, New Haven, Connecticut, 06513, or call at 1-203-776-7676. That's 203-776-7676. Or contact the Cathedral online at www.cathedralofhigherpraise.org. That's www.cathedralofhigherpraise.org. For Dr. Philip Boone and the Cathedral of Higher Praise family, I've been Brother Johnny Williams. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen.